我今天我们很高兴Travel 再次弟兄再次能够跟我们分享神的话语。
We're very happy to have Brother Travel to be able to come here and share God's word with us.
所以我们请他来。
Good morning.
大家早。
It is always such a blessing to speak here. Thank you.
很荣幸的能够跟你们分享。
What we say and do is often conditioned by the stories that we have in our minds.
我们所说和做的就是会影响到我们所这个故事。
And I mean the narratives that we tell ourselves about ourselves.
也就是关于我们讲我们自己关于我们自己这个故事。
And these stories answer some important questions.
那么这些故事回答一些很重要的问题。
Who am I?
那么到底我是谁呢？
What are my obligations?
我的责任是什么？
When shall I discover my purpose?
那么什么时候我会发觉到我的目的？
Where should I go?
那么到底我要往哪里去？
How do other people treat me?
那么其他的人怎么对待我？
How do I treat them?
我怎么对待他们？
And why?
为什么呢？
Now, these very powerful stories can change with the introduction of a new character.
那么这些故事能够改变关于一个人物。
So my wife Amanda and I are about to experience such a change.
我的妻子 Amanda 将要面对一个改变。
In less than 1 month, we meet our baby.
在少过一个月的时间，我们将会看到这个。婴孩的降临。
And the answer to who are we will be not only husband and wife, but also father and mother.
那么这个问题就是到底我们是谁不止这一方面也会牵涉到我们将会成为不只是丈夫跟妻子的关系也会成为父母。
And I imagine a whole new realm of obligation and purpose opening up.
那么我可以想象到一个这些责任还有这个目的将会临到我们。
Yeah. Is that right, Quang? It's like I'm asking the people who have babies, is that right?
Is that right? 是不是?
So, new obligation, new purpose to serve our child.
这些新的责任、新的目的来去照顾这个婴孩。
To steer him or her to Christ.
那么将他把他带到基督的面前。
To savor our time together.
让我们能够大家能够度过这个时间。
And to surrender our baby's future to God.
那么把我们这个婴孩献上给神。
So you see, a new character can change a lot.
我们看到一个人物将会带来很大的改变。
This morning, I would like to introduce a new character into your story.
那么今早上我要来介绍一个人物。
And that's the Holy Spirit.
也就是圣灵。
And when you meet him, he transforms how you understand the world and even yourself.
那么当我们遇到他的时候，他将会改变我们对这个世界的理解，还有关于我们自己的理解。
Even more than baby does.
超过这个婴孩。
Now, some of you already know the Holy Spirit.
那么你们当中可能已经知道什么叫圣灵。
But sometimes he requires an introduction.
但是有时候我们必须为他介绍。
Consider a short story from Acts 19.
那么我们来看在使徒行传在十九章谈到一个故事
about one of Paul's encounters on a missionary journey.
那么在当时保罗遇见就是在他的宣教旅程中所经历的。
So here are the first two verses. And it happened that while Apollos was in Corinth, Paul passed through the inland country and came to Ephesus. There he found some disciples.And he said to them, Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? And they said, No, we have not even heard there is a Holy Spirit.
然后这两节经文说，亚波罗在哥林多的时候，保罗经过上边一带地方，就来到以弗所，在那里遇见几个门徒，问他们说：“你们信的时候受了圣灵没有？”他们回答说：“没有，也未曾听见有圣灵赐下来。”
Now the text says that these men were disciples.
然后这段经文说这些人是门徒。
And that they had believed.
那么他们已经信了。
Even so, they did not know who the Holy Spirit was.
但是他们不晓得圣灵是谁。
They had only a partial understanding of the gospel.
那么他们对于这个福音只是有部分的理解。
They had been taught the message of John the Baptist.
那么他们被教导关于这个施洗约翰。
A man who died before seeing the glory of Jesus in the cross and the resurrection.
也就是这个人他在还没有看到耶稣的荣耀还有这个关于这个十架还有复活之前他已经离开世界了。
So their faith was incomplete.
然后他们这个信
还不是很完全。Maybe like Old Testament saints.
就好像这个旧约的信徒一样。
And Paul is their alarm clock.
然后保罗就好像他们一个闹钟一样。
He tells them it's time to wake up.
然后他跟他们说你们应当醒过来。
It's Holy Spirit o'clock.
因为这好像一个圣灵的闹钟一样。
Now Paul can be our alarm clock too.
然后保罗也可能成为我们的一个闹钟。
He can teach us about the Holy Spirit.
因为他能够教导我们关于圣灵。
So let's unpack the Holy Spirit in one of his letters today.
那么让我们来到保罗一封书信里面来去探讨这个圣灵。
This is the letter to the Ephesians.
也就是以弗所书。
So if you have a Bible, please open it to Ephesians chapter 4.
那么如果你有圣经的话请打开以弗所书第四章。
Notice that Ephesus is where the men in our story lived.
那么请注意这个以弗所就是这些人所居住的一个地方。
So some scholars question whether the letter to Ephesians was sent to Ephesus.
那么有些学者问那么到底这封书信是被寄到这个以弗所这个地方。
Because the name of the city is missing in several manuscripts.
因为这个以弗所这个名字在有好几个原稿里面没有出现。
However, the letter makes sense with an Ephesian destination.
但是这封书信是能够理解的因为它是送到这个以弗所这个地方。
Why is this? Well, the spiritual landscape of the city was very dark.
那么当时这个属灵的景况，这个城市的属灵的景况是蛮黑暗的。
Home of the great temple of Artemis.
因为这个地方是这个亚米底神庙的一个地点。
Of demonized people and exorcists.
很多人被鬼附身，还有被赶鬼的事情。
And many magicians.
那些行魔术的人。
We learn all of this from Acts 19 and other sources.
因为我们可以从这个使徒行传第十九章可以看到。
Therefore, for the Holy Spirit to take up residence in Ephesus.
那么要这个圣灵来居住在个这个以弗所这个城。
Would mean spiritual warfare.
就好像一场属灵征战一样。
And that is exactly what we find in the letter to the Ephesians.
这个就是以弗所书所要强调的。
So if you are in chapter 4, look at verse 27.
那么如果你在以弗所书第四章的话，我们看第二十七节。
And you'll notice there a reference to the devil.
那么在这节经文里面谈到这个关于这个邪灵的事情。
But our main text today,
我们主要的经文是
comes just a few verses later,
就是后面那几节经文。
So let's read together Ephesians 4, 29 through 32.
让我们来看以弗所书第四章二十九节到三十二节。
Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths.
污秽的言语一句不可出口。
But only such as is good for building up.
然后只要谁是说造就人的好话。
As fits the occasion,
叫听见的人得益处
that it may give grace to those who hear.
叫听见的人得益处。
And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。
Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you.
一切的苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒都从你们中间除掉。
Along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you.
并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
So I want to begin our investigation into the Holy Spirit with a statement in verse 30.
那我要在这个三十节里面来探讨这个圣灵。
Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God.
不要让神的灵担忧。
So what is it that grieves him?
什么事情能够使到圣灵担忧？
I'm going to let you look for it.
那么我让你来去看。
What makes him feel pain in his heart?
那么什么事情会使到圣灵心里面感到忧伤？
Well, if we look to the verse before or prior to verse 30, we learn that it's corrupting talk.
如果我们看就是上文，也就是三十节上面我们看到这些败坏的言语。
And so these are words that tear down instead of build up.
那么这些言语是能够拆毁不是能够建立的。
They don't give grace.
他不会有恩典。
They don't give life-giving power.
不会给我们能力。
Instead, such words are poison and death.
那么这些言语是恶毒的，而且是死亡的。
Now if we look to the verse after verse 30 or following verse 30.
然后如果我们看那些经文，就是三十节过后的经文。
We learn that it's what? Bitterness and wrath.
我们看到关于这个苦毒还有这个愤怒。
So let me tell you something, men of God.
然后让我在这里跟你们说关于神的子民。
Let me tell you something, women of the word.
还有神的妇女。
The longer that we are Christians, the more we should hate bitterness and wrath.
那么当我们成为基督徒越来越久的时候，我们应当恨恶这些苦毒还有这些愤怒。
Especially in our own hearts.
特别在我们心里面。
I've been rebuked about anger from nearly every book in the Bible.
我自己基本上每一本圣经每一本书都受到圣经的责备。
And man, I need that rebuke.
我真的需要这个责备。
Yeah. You can ask Amanda.
你可以问我的妻子。
I'm convinced that a bitter heart is just as dangerous for Christians as sexual sin.
我真的是确信这个苦毒真的是比这个性的罪更来的可以说同等的。
And yet our anger tends to be excused.
但是很多时候我们怒气可以成为一个借口。
We might not feel terribly bad about anger.
有时候我们不会感到这个怒气好像没回事一样。
But the Holy Spirit does.
但是圣灵却是的。
So the heart attitudes, verse 31, give rise to the words of verse 29.
所以我们看到我们心里的态度，也就是三十一节所描述的直到我们产生二十九节所说的。
And together in verse 30, these grieve the spirit.
那么这些加起来就是使到圣灵的担忧在三十节。
Here's where we begin to learn something about who the Holy Spirit is.
那么在这里我们就能够看到理解圣灵是什么。
Because it raises the question, why doesn't Paul say, and don't grieve your Father in heaven?
那么 这里产生一个问题，就是说保罗为什么不会说不要使到你天父担忧？
Why doesn't he say don't grieve Jesus?
为什么他不说不要使耶稣担忧？
With your words and with your heart.
就是借着你的言语，借着你的心里面的态度。
Why doesn't he say, don't grieve your brother and sister?
但是为什么保罗不会讲不要使到你弟兄姐妹担忧？
So the answer is related to the unique identity of the Holy Spirit.
那么他的答案就是牵涉到这个圣灵的独特。
These words and heart attitudes grieve the Spirit because they are directly contrary to his work.
那么这些言语还有我们心里的态度能够使到圣灵担忧，原因是因为我们所做的会牵制到圣灵所行的。
Yeah, and in a way that's unique to the Holy Spirit, so that Paul says, don't grieve the Holy Spirit.
所以保罗说不要使圣灵担忧。
Well, in order to understand the Holy Spirit's work,We need to widen our view to the rest of the letter.
然后如果要明白这个圣灵的工作，我们必须要理解整本以弗所书所说的。
So chapter 4 verse 30 contains a phrase that points us back to an earlier chapter.
那么在这个第四章三十节就是有一句使到我们能够看到之前所说的
Do not grieve the Spirit of God by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。
The seal is the stamp of God's property.
然后这个盖印呢是神的这个产业的一个印记
，It's the stamp of God's authority.
那么也是神的这个全能的一个印记。
We belong to the Lord.
我们是属于神的。
And He will keep us until the Son returns.
然后他将会保守我们，直到他的儿子回到来。
So this language of seal points us back to chapter 1.
那么这个盖印的原语就是能够使到我们指向我们到这个第一章
Yeah, particularly verses 13 and 14.
特别是十三节跟十四节第一章
So turn there if you will.
如果我们可以打开圣经到十三节到十四节
Now these verses convey the special role that the Spirit plays from chapter 1 to chapter 4.
那么这两节经文就是告诉我们圣灵他所做的工作也就是从第一章到第四章
And I think you might be surprised about the role of the Spirit
可能你对圣灵的那个角色感到有点惊讶
Got a picture of it up on the screen
那么我有一个图片在这个荧幕上
The Holy Spirit in Ephesians is a construction worker.
然后这个圣灵就好像一个建筑工人一样
He is a builder.
他是一个建筑者
So I would like to explore three aspects of his building.
那么我要来分析关于他工作的三方面
First of all, the foundation.On which he builds.
那么第一就是他所建立的这个根基。
Second, his building materials.
第二是这个建筑的材料。
And third, the building itself.
那么第三就是这个建筑物本身。
We see hints of all of these in chapter 1, 13 and 14.
那么我们可以看到这三方面建立在这个十三节跟十四节
And the chapters between the ceiling in chapter 1 and the ceiling in chapter 4 all of this works together to confirm what we're going to learn about the Holy Spirit
那么我们可以看到从第一章到第四章能够让我们看到这个圣灵的工作
But for now, let's focus on 1:13 and 14.
让我们来看第13到14节。
In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it, to the praise of his glory.
你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既是信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等等到神的子民被赎，使他们荣耀得着称赞。
So first the foundation.
那么第一就是那个根基。
The Holy Spirit builds on the foundation of God's love in Christ.
那么这个圣灵把这个根基建立在这个基督的爱。
So I have in him bold here.
那么在这里就是他是黑的。
So in Greek, all of chapter 1, 3 through 14 flows together.
如果我们看希腊文的话以弗所书第一章第三节到第十四节是一句。
And in this section, the plan of God is foundational.
那么在这段经文里面，神的计划是一个根基。
As well as his love.
也包括他的爱。
So, like he says in verse 4, in love he predestined us for adoption as sons.
也就是在第四节他说，他已经预定我们成为他的子民。
Now, both of God's plan and God's love find their climax in Jesus.
那么耶稣的计划还有他的爱就是以基督成为一个高峰。
Especially in his death for our sins.
特别是他为我们的罪而死。
So, I don't have this written here, but in these verses, the phrase in him repeats like a heartbeat does in our chest.
我们看到这句就是他就是耶稣真的是这个整个这个 idea 他的意念的中心点。
Yeah, thank you. So, in him, we're predestined.
那么在他就是基督我们是被预定的。
In him, we're forgiven.
在他我们得到赦免。
Maybe if one day you're ever really sad, just read these verses and it says, in him, in him, in him, and it gets your eyes off of yourself and on to Jesus.
所以有时候当你感到悲伤的时候，你看这些经文的时候，我们看到他他让我们把我们的眼目转向他。
Now, the Spirit's role here is to reveal this foundation.
那么圣灵他的任务就是能够解开这个根基。
The Spirit makes known the plan of God and the love of God to all those who believe in Christ.
那么圣灵能够使到神的计划还有他的这个爱能够启示给那些相信他的人。
Now, if the Holy Spirit reveals God's love,
那么如果圣灵启示神的爱，
How about a harsh word?
那么一些粗糙的言语怎么样呢？
Does a harsh word partner with the Holy Spirit in revealing God's love?
那么这些粗糙的言语可以跟这个圣灵同工来就是启示神的爱吗？
Or does a harsh word work against the Holy Spirit?
那么还是这些粗糙的言语是跟圣灵是敌对的？
By obscuring God's love.
使到不能够表达这个神的爱。
It is the opposite of what the Spirit does.
这些粗糙的言语是跟圣灵所做的是完全相反的。
An unforgiving spirit is like a crack in the foundation.
那么这些不能够赦免那种灵就好像这个根基里面有一个裂缝。
Do you see now why Paul says it's the Spirit that is grieved by these things.
所以我们看到为什么保罗说这个圣灵会担忧呢？
Well, because they're directly contrary to his work.
因为这些东西跟圣灵的工作是完全相对的。
Well, if this is the foundation upon which the Spirit builds,
那么既然这个根基是这个圣灵所建造的，
What are his building materials?
那么什么是这个建筑的材料呢？
Now, this might be surprising too.
可能会使到你有点惊讶。
His building materials are Jews and Gentiles.
这些建造的材料就是这些犹太人还有外邦人。
Has anybody used the word Gentile this week in normal conversation?
到底你们当中在你们谈话有没有谈到这个所谓外邦人？
Yeah, these are not categories that are natural to us.
这些词句对于我们来说不是很自然的。
But oh, they were natural to the early church.
但是却是在这个初期的教会非常普遍。
Yeah, what Paul is saying is that his building is constructed with people.
保罗在这里说，他说这个建筑物是以这些人被建。
And the categories of people that he uses are Jews over here and Gentiles over here.
然后这些人他所使用的就是这些犹太人跟这些外邦人。
Now, where is this in chapter 1, verse 13?
那么到底在第一章第十三节我们看到什么？
Well, in verse 13, you can see in bold the words, you also.
那么在第十三节我们看你们。
And these complement the we who were first in verse 12.
那么这里就是跟在十三节所说的你们有相关。
So Paul says, we received the Spirit first, and now you have too.
那么保罗说，我们首先得到这个圣灵，那么现在你们也得到。
Now Paul was not one of the first people to receive the Spirit.
其实保罗不是第一个人得到这个圣灵的。
No, he persecuted Christians well after Pentecost.
那么他在五旬节之后已经开始逼迫基督徒。
So why does he say we? Oh, why does he say we?
他为什么说是我们呢？
Yeah. Likely he's referring to his Jewish identity.
他就是因为他本身是一个犹太人。
The first Christians were Jewish followers of Jesus.
第一批基督徒是犹太人。
So he's saying, we Jews were the first to receive the promised Spirit.
他说我们这些犹太人是第一批领受这个圣灵的。
And now it's flowing outside the borders of Israel to you Gentiles as well.
那么现在就是从以色列人流露出去。
This is the mystery of the gospel that Jews and Gentiles are co-heirs in Jesus.
这个是一个奥秘，就是犹太人跟外邦人能够成为这个神所赐的一个后裔。
Yeah. So this complements the foundation of God's plan.
那么这些就是能够协这个跟神的这个计划能够有个协调。
Which is to forgive people by the blood of Christ.
也就是借着耶稣的宝血能够赦免别人。
And to unite all things in him.
直到大家能够合而为一。
So where previously there was division.
那么之前就是有纷争。
Between Jews and Gentiles.
在犹太人跟这个外邦人之间有纷争。
Now God has created one new man in the place of two.
那么现在神唯要将两下借着自己造成一个新人
and in,
如此变成了和睦
and in doing so he has made peace
那么这样做他就带来这个和平
so in Christ we are reconciled both to each other and to God
那么在基督里，我们能够与神和好，而且能够与弟兄姐妹彼此之间和好。
Now the Spirit has a role in this reconciliation.
那么这个圣灵呢，在这个和好的这个方面，他有他的任务。
So Ephesians chapter 2 verse 18 says, through him we both have access in one spirit to the Father.
那么在以弗所书第二章第十八节，保罗说，因为我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感，得以进入父面前。
Boy, that is a good verse for the Trinity, isn't it, Pastor?
Yeah, 这节经文真是给我们看到这个三位一体的神。
So the Spirit's role in this construction business,
那么这个圣灵他在这个建造的这个工程里面他所做的角色是
is to grant us equal access to God.
也就是让我们能够有一个平等的一个管道到神的面前
on the basis of Jesus' sacrifice.
是因为耶稣基督所做的牺牲。
So by him, in the Spirit, we draw near to God.
所以借着他，我们借着这个圣灵，我们来到神的面前。
And when we draw near to God,
当我们来到神的面前的时候，
we draw near to each other.
我们自然的就能够彼此和睦。
So maybe you've heard of the triangle where God is on the top and we're on the bottom, and the closer that we get to God, the closer we get to each other.
那么可能你有听过这个三角形这个观念，也就是当我们越靠近神的时候，我们就因此知道我们越之间越靠近。
That's why in chapter 4, Paul refers to the unity of the Spirit.
所以在第四章，所以保罗说这个在圣灵里面的合而为一。
So you see one reason that the Holy Spirit is uniquely offended by corrupt speech and hateful hearts is that they break down this unity.
所以我们看到这个原因就是圣灵将会受到忧伤借着我们的那些败坏的言语，还有我们心里面那种不好的态度，会使到圣灵感到忧伤。
Yeah, so if you carry a grudge against a brother,
如果你对某某的弟兄或者姐妹有一个有一个恨，
you're building a wall between you and him.
那你就建造一道墙。他跟你之间有一道墙。
Now the Holy Spirit is building, but he's not building a wall between people.
但是圣灵是建造的，但是他不是建造这道墙。
When you criticize another person without love,
那当你没有爱的去批评另外一个人，
are you drawing that person close?
你是否使到他能够更加靠近吗？
Or are you pushing them away?
或者你把它推得更远。
So you see, the Holy Spirit is uniting different kinds of people.
所以我们看到圣灵是使到我们能够和，使到不同的人能够合而为一。
Why is he doing this?
为什么他这样做呢？
Because he's building a temple.
因为他要建造这个圣殿。
He's building a temple for God's glory.
他要把这个圣殿建造起来以致神得到荣耀。
So the last clause of chapter 1 verse 14 is to the praise of his glory.
那么最后一句呢，就是一章十四节，就谈到将所有的荣耀都归给神。
The Holy Spirit is assembling us as stones or bricks in this building.
那么这个圣灵把我们放在一起，成为这个石头，还有这个砖头，来把这个建筑物建造起来。
And this building, Ephesians tells us, is built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
然后在以弗所书里面所说的这个建筑物，就是它是建立在这个使徒和先知上。
Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone.
那么耶稣基督是那个房角石。
In whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord.
那么各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。
That's Ephesians 2:20 and 21.
也就是以弗所书第二章第二十节、二十一节。
It's good to not have to make things up.
不要，我们不是把它建造出来的。
Just quote the Bible.
这个是圣经所说的。
Now the next verse, Ephesians 2:22.
那么下一节经文就是以弗所书第二章第二十二节。
Highlights the Spirit's role in this enterprise.
那么就是强调到这个圣灵的工作。
In Him, you are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit.
你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
So you see, the Spirit is the construction worker.
所以我们看到这个圣灵，他是一个建造者。
As we draw near to God, our hearts are humbled.
当我们来到神的面前的时候，我们的心就会谦卑。
And our words become songs of praise.
那么我们的言语将会成为赞美。
Right? Isn't that part of the temple, singing songs in the temple to God?
是不是神的家应当是充满这个赞美？
But often we can forget that the Spirit is building a temple for God.
但是很多时候我们就忘记这个圣灵其实他是要建造这个圣殿。
And instead of worship,
就是本来我们是要敬拜的。
Wrath,
但是这是愤怒。
Instead of praise,
本来是恩典的，充满恩典的。
Harsh words,
很多那些粗糙的言语。
Maybe because we think this temple is built for us.
可能我们以为认为这个殿是为我们所建造的。
Maybe we think the temple is built for the glory of our name.
可能是这个圣殿这个殿是为我们的荣耀而建。
Well, when we understand who the Holy Spirit is and what he's doing,
当我们明白圣灵所做的
We'll adjust our lives to His work.
那么我们将会调整我们的生命。
Thankfully, we're not alone in this.
感谢主，我们不是自己在做。
Ephesians tells us that the Spirit is with us in our prayers.
以弗所书谈到这个圣灵在我们祷告中与我们同在。
The Spirit is with us in God's Word.
那么圣灵在我们读圣经的时候，他与我们同在。
The Spirit is with us in our fellowship.
圣灵在我们的团契里面与我们同在。
The Spirit is giving us pastors to train us.
圣灵给我们牧师来建造我们。
So you can partner with him in this work.
那么我们可以跟圣灵同工。
But don't feel too much pressure.
但是不要感受到很大的压力。
Because he is the worker.
因为他是工人。
He is working on us.
他在我们生命里面做工。
Shaping us to fit into the temple he's constructing.
塑造我们成为这个圣殿的一个工具。
I'd like to end with a benediction, which is one of Paul's spirit-filled prayers from Ephesians.
那么在这里我要以保罗的一个祝福来做一个结束。
So for this reason, Because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
这个是保罗的 祝福啊，也就是在以弗所书第一章第十五节到第二十三节。因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住地感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们。求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧而启示的赏赐给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道像我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政掌权的、有能的、主职的和一切有名的，不但是在今世，连来世的都超过了，又将万有附在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Thanks, Pastor.